Hey guys, this is Bill Kavanaugh from the Pacific Queen. I'm calling in with a trip update, a little bit late on my part. We got in from our sportfishingreport.com day and a half trip on Sunday, and I just kind of want to give you guys a little quick report on what we did and what we saw. We went up to Sur Canyon, going on the water picture that we got from the evening before. There was a very defined strip of water that had been up for quite some time, and we wanted to go fish that strip of water up there. And we got up there in the morning. We were not able to get that strip located. I actually ran about 8 miles into where I should have had that warmer water in that strip, and I never got it located. So I was a little bit, a little bit concerned because I wasn't finding that water. I saw a jig boat up on the horizon about 4 or 5 miles to the northwest of me. I definitely had a little bit ease of mind thinking he was on that edge. I'm like, well, there's a jig boat up there. He's probably on the edge. So I get up to just below him, and I still was in cool water. Well, he called me on the radio and told me that he was not able to locate that water that he was in yesterday. The water had dissipated overnight, and it just broke up. It was gone, basically. And he said he had real good fishing the day before. He had 135 albacore on the jigs, a jig boat, and it was all big fish, 30-pound fish. So I'm up there 110 miles from Fort San Luis in cold water with a report from a guy right next to me that had good fishing the day before, but he can't find the water, so we were a little bit concerned. But we did end up getting a little bit of fish located. I found, from what I could gather after looking at the water image later that day, that it looked like we basically located a small little pocket of that warmer water, and we had a little bit of fish in it. We didn't catch a lot, but we did catch 28 albacore in a few hours of fishing in that water in the afternoon. And, it was actually pretty cool. It was, I'd see a little bit of fish on the machinery, whether it be the fathometer or a couple times I got on fish on the sonar. And, the stuff would jump on the jigs right away. It acted pretty good as far as what was around. There just wasn't a whole lot there because, like I say, that water had broken up the night before. But anyhow, we had a good time. And the guys did a really good job. It seemed like everyone had a good time. And John was our representative for sportfishreport.com. He did a great job on the boat. I think he ended up catching a couple fish. And that's about it. We're actually laying in port right now. We didn't really have enough guys to go out on this next trip, but we're going to be out again fishing albacore on the Pacific Queen on this Thursday. We're going to leave Wednesday night, fish Thursday, another day and a half trip, which will give us, a lot of time on the water. And, even though we haven't gotten a big hit yet, we kind of got dealt somewhat of an unfortunate hand. We had the first storm come through of the year right before we got up here. Definitely kind of moved stuff around. And, we're just kind of starting to get it figured out. But there's been decent sign in a couple different locations since we've been on the water. And, I think we're going to have some good fishing here before too long, and we're going to be out on the water on Thursday. So the weather's up a little bit right now, but it's going to start coming down Wednesday. We're going to be out Thursday. The weather's supposed to diminish to light and variable 10 knots or less over the weekend. And I'm hoping from there on out we have a stretch of good weather. If we have a stretch of good weather with some time on the water to look, there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to get some good fish located. So anyhow, that's our report. All the fish that we caught that day for the most part was 30-pound fish. Our biggest fish was about 35, maybe even closer to 40. It's beautiful fish. And that's it. That's the report. Patriot Sport Fishing is doing all of our booking. You can give them a call at area code 805-595-7200. And like I say, we're out for sure Wednesday night. Wednesday night, fishing Thursday, day and a half. We're going to be out there looking. So we have a few different areas that we could contemplate as far as concentrating our efforts. And we'll have a report sometime on Thursday. And that's it. We're out.